Consult your doctor before using this product. Side effects may include oily discharge, hives, loss of appetite, low blood pressure. If you have diabetes or a history of kidney trouble, you're dead, asshole!
Rocking over there already, man.
Oh, yeah.
Show 28.
You betcha.
Big show 28. All right, I'm going to play. I'm on guitar then. You're on drums. Look, I'm going to play.
No, this is, I wish we had a camera for our bad air drumming.
All right. See, I could be Carl. I could be Carl and you could be Pete Doherty.
Okay. Only fatter.
Yeah, you're much fatter. You would get to bang Kate Moss if you were Pete Doherty.
Just Eben from Soundtrack of Our Lives. Can we be like,
yeah.
Actually, Frank Black.
Yeah, the magic numbers are fat. The last band we
played. Oh, really?
You can, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was the Libertines, for those of you that didn't know. Libertines. From their first record called Up the Bracket that came out a couple years ago. And, of course, they kind of split up. Pete Doherty, the one guy that plays guitar and sings, was hooked on drugs. Basically got thrown out of the band, sent to jail, a whole bunch of crap. Now he's like a big, like, famous guy.
Right.
Like, Interview Magazine put him on the cover.
Yeah.
And it's like he's the second, he's not even the lead guy in this band that was so good.
I get Interview,
that broke
and it's
up.
Like the biggest waste of time.
Is it really?
I thumb it, and it's like, well, they got, there's little tiny capsule interviews with people that are kind of good.
Okay.
And occasionally, the only good thing about Interview is they'll have, like, Paul Giamatti will interview Russell Crowe. You know, like,
yeah,
it'll be, like, peers interviewing peers.
Well, Pete Doherty is in it now, and that was his band, the Libertines.
Yeah.
He has a new band called Baby Shambles, which is nowhere near as good, but
right.
That's the Libertines. We'll play some more Libertines later for you on Show 28.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Sure.
Cool.
Hey, weren't we going to start warm?
We did. We did start warm. We were rocking. We were air guitaring and everything.
Yeah, all right.
It was hot. No one saw it, but it was
right.
Fun.
Exactly.
It was okay.
There was a sense of fun.
There really was
conveyed to the audience.
Because my back almost didn't hurt while I was air guitaring. But my back, I've had a bad. We did this a couple. I'm not what show
dude,
it was.
Dude, you are such an old man. I just had a birthday.
And yeah, you had a birthday.
I don't feel that old.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that at the end of the show. I have a special birthday treat.
Oh, really?
For you. Yeah.
Okay.
So I know you think like I didn't do anything for your birthday.
You had a big party for your birthday.
I did have a big party for my birthday.
I chose to do a little quieter route.
Okay, but I didn't even really know. I mean, we had talked about it like a month ago or whenever, and then it was like, I kind of forgot about it, and then I knew it was your birthday.
You had a great party where like only half your friends showed up and like and like got drunk and were there was
and you know what, that was more than enough people. The
yeah,
eight
there was
people
a
that showed
it was
up.
Fun.
Was
those were
like
your real friends,
drunken a-holes, yeah.
Those were
of.
Your real friends.
I know, but that was fun. But anyway, my back is hurting, and it was, again, from driving or whatever it is I did. I hauled that little kid around the zoo we talked about on the show, and then I, like, went and I had to, like, bail out my hot tub with, like, a, you know, like a, what do you call it, a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
I had to pitcher out the last 5 inches of water from the hot tub that doesn't drain.
Oh, that's not fun.
And so I was bending and stooping for that. And the next thing you know, I'm in the doctor having my back examined.
Because
there's a lump on it. There was a lump near my spine in the lower part of my. And I'm like, well, that's a tumor.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on my way to the big podcast upstairs. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
That's what I was thinking. And we'd still be 38 on Podcast Daily.
Heaven, yeah.
But so I was thinking I was dying, and then my doctor, you know, a fine Pakistani gentleman.
Oh, yes.
Sort of like, it does assist. You have nothing to worry about.
Come here, Mr. Regamini.
But then he goes, well, we have to have an MRI. We got to look at the discs. So I had to go in for an MRI last week. Now, you know how they do the MRI? Well, you know how the MRI works. It's that big tube.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a big, you're going into like this, it's a big circular thing, and they put you on a table, then they like push you in, it's like the morgue.
Yeah.
And they shove you in this thing, and then it's like this really loud, it's like, it makes all this noise, and it's crazy.
It's very Star Trek. I like it.
It is. But what's weird about it, too, is that I guess these are so popular, the MRI, and they take like 30 minutes while you're actually sitting in the machine, that they schedule them at all hours of the night, and the soonest I could get in was like 3:50 a.m., on Saturday morning.
That's how they do it. It sucks.
Yeah, so I had to go in at 3:50 a.m. and like get in like, you know, the hospital gown and like lay on this MRI for 30 minutes.
That's not
and they
fun.
Give you earplugs and it's thing all makes all this noise. Although I did think people would enjoy the MRI, like if you smoked enough pot. You would enjoy the MRI really? If you were like now, really into like Pink Floyd.
Joel,
or something,
for our listeners, sort of, what does MRI stand for?
Magnetic resonant imaging. I believe
that is correct. Magnetic
Thank you very much.
Imaging.
Ding. What? Okay.
I don't. Oh,
are you playing this?
It's totally like, the wrong.
There was sound there's a, there's like hey, I got a right answer sound, isn't there?
Yeah.
What does that sound like? Now that we screwed up, what would that actually sound like?
I don't know. Do we?
Because you clicked on it and it's not.
Well,
in there?
I thought that was what it was going to be.
What is that labeled? What is that circus music?
It's
labeled?
Circus music. So.
I went in the MRI. Here's circus music. What does
whatever.
That mean? You could have went with the Pink Floyd. You could have went with.
I could have gone with this.
The Star. You could have went with the Star Trek sound.
Yeah.
You blew it. You blew it, man.
I really did. Well, we got to play that circus sound effect.
Yeah, that circus sound is great. That's wonderful. But anyway, so I'm in having the MRI, and I
love to let this just roll.
It is. Because it's very, but it is like it's a sensory deprivation chamber. And there's even like an emergency thing you can squeeze if you want the lady to pull you out of it.
Because really?
It's like people can't sit in there. And they, so I'm like getting in laid on. She goes, just squeeze this thing if you need me. So I thought she meant squeeze it to test it, so I squeezed it.
Right.
And, like, she had to run out of the room.
And then she was like, dear God, Mr. Fragonetti, please put that thing away. Stop squeezing it.
Yeah, I squeezed it because it was like...
You squeezed one off in the MRI?
No, I squeezed
hot.
A little plunger for the... You know, like the emergency call, but of course, you know, she's behind, you know, lead shielding and all this glass, so she has to run out and,
sure.
like, turn off the alarm.
Little,
and it was
little disconcerting
thing.
When they're behind, like... 3 inches,
right?
Of
and it's the, and there's a piece of metal right against your head making jackhammer noises.
Yeah,
you know. But I don't even know what the result of the MRI is. My back feels a little bit better. They put me on some medication, some anti-inflammatory thing. You know, mm-hmm. probably going to give me a stroke. It's one of those, I think. And,
that's great.
Yeah. So now I'm suffering through with the heating pad on my back.
Hey, you won't be any worse than Jim McClane when he was on the show.
He killed that pain.
When you have a stroke.
The guy brought...
Hey, welcome Jim, to Corey.
Jim McClane was all right.
No, Jim was great.
And then we had J. Chris Newberg on the other day.
Except that he brought a cooler.
He brought his own cooler of beer to the show. Didn't ask him to bring a cooler beer.
I think that thing's always permanently in his backseat.
That was, what, show 20, Soupy's Nuts?
Yeah.
And go listen to that if you want to hear a Jim McClane drink beers on the air.
Oy.
And... anyway, but we had J. Chris Newberg on, which was interesting.
And Chris brought his own stuff. He brought a guitar and a fluffer, which was interesting. He brought
his guitar and his ego. I'm kidding. J. Chris Newberg came in, and he's like the most famous comic we've had on the show by far,
which is not saying much. Which is very sad, folks.
But J. Chris Newberg came in,
yeah.
And then he did a show, and we asked him a lot. I think he was sort of taken aback that we asked him hard-hitting questions about, like, does he steal people's jokes? He was accused of that.
But that's
like
how
that.
We do it on the Corey
and
Joel show. You don't come in here and get all softballs.
Yeah, it's not all us. You
unless
know.
You're Cass and you're a 17-year-old teenager.
It looks like she's about to cry. Then
who makes
we'll take
occasional 3 a.m. booty calls to Joel. That hasn't been for months, though.
It's been about a month.
Oh, really?
No, I get it's like a late
like
night
a text message.
It's a late night text message that says I'm extremely drunk.
Yeah,
and it doesn't say come bang me. I'm extremely drunk when she text messages
well,
me.
Well, okay,
but it says hey, I'm wasted.
Right.
No, it usually says what are you up to? I'm wasted.
I usually don't like to share the fact that I'm wasted with somebody unless they're going to do something.
Unless they're going
to
do and you know what? And I've never really followed up on. You know what'll happen is I'll call her like the next day in the afternoon and go like hey, what's up? She's like yeah, what do you want? I'm like, well, you text messaged me at 3 a.m. She's like, yeah, I was wasted. What do you want? And I'll be like, oh, okay.
I get occasional stuff like this from chicks, and it's like, how can you type if you're that wasted?
I don't know. She's
you're
wasted.
You're sitting there effing around with your keypad.
The youngins can text message, bro.
It's a magical
skill. I can't do it, man. My chubby
gift,
fingers
man.
On
I
my
know,
little
I'm
Nokia
going,
keypad, and I can't do it. But yeah, so Cass. But anyway, so we asked Newberg some hard-hitting questions. And I think he was kind of taken aback, but I know people have listened to the show and been like, yeah, you guys were real good interviewing him because you didn't let him.
Well, there was a lot more.
Chris, you made him squirm a little
Chris
bit.
Chris was only here for half the show. We could have
asked
him a lot more stuff.
But anyway, but Chris was good, and then it was funny because...
He didn't even talk about he mentioned his business, but he didn't talk about it, and it's my favorite thing. He's got a detective agency.
Yeah, he's a private investigator.
He's a comedian detective. That's got to be a show.
The comic dick.
Yeah. By the way,
you know, even if he was, I'm not gonna say
he is a private
that.
Dick. Yes,
he's a comic.
He's
dick.
He's a public dick.
Oh, we like Chris.
Chris, thank
FOS, you. FOS, friend of the show.
He sure is.
FOS.
Chris is doing our theme song, so.
Yeah, he's doing our, we're waiting, he played us a few chords, but then didn't follow up.
We should get that sometime in 2008.
Yeah, whenever Chris is done, whenever the new album is cut.
But here's my thing. That's got to be the script for that, and if I see a pilot for Comedian Detective, I'm going to come after your ass. Cause
yeah, that's
I'm
his.
Working on this pilot right
Corey's
now.
Corey's working on it for him. But and then he showed up on like a public service announcement. Is that what you, would you call that commercial?
Yeah.
Because we've both seen it. I think is it a local spot?
It's a state spot.
It's a state spot. It's a state of Michigan thing about like. So what you see is you see J. Chris Newber come on. Yeah. He's like, I was literally like half asleep with one eye open watching SportsCenter. And like I see him pop on the screen and I'm like, what the? And it was like, yeah, let me tell you, I'm not drunk driving again. And he does this whole thing about how he got busted. And then he's like walking by the side of the road with a lunch pail. And it's just really
showed him walking the lonely road.
It's like, look at this degenerate. And it's Chris the way he looks every day of the year. Which is pretty insulting.
It's like t-shirt and hasn't shaved.
It's like, hey, that's Chris Newber. That's what he looks like. He's walking around looking like that. And it's like
I love that shot of him like walking down the highway. It was like the Hulk. It was like David Banner at the end of the Hulk, and he's walking along.
It's the Hitcher. And then he's like, yeah, let me tell you about the thousands of dollars. It's not worth it anymore to drink and drive.
Right.
Yeah.
How about the thousands of dollars you spend on chicks? Actually, I think Chris doesn't spend a lot of money on those girls.
I don't
which
think
is even
he does.
More amazing.
I think he buys them drinks when they go out. That'll cost you.
Something. That'll get you something. Now, I went out with this girl who I used to call the were-drunk.
The were? What does that mean?
She would turn into a completely different creature.
She was a werewolf when she was drunk.
Yeah,
the were-drunk. Okay.
And then, like the next morning, she wouldn't remember what she'd done. So it's kind of it's like the total like Larry Talbot was like, "What have I done?" She'd be like, why are my panties on the ceiling? Like, how are they on the fan? I'm like, you don't want to know. Or,
yeah.
You know, she's just like, did I punch that guy? I'm like, yeah, you totally did.
Oh, God.
So she wouldn't know what she'd done. And like, yeah. And I had a point, but I forgot it. Never mind.
And she's the one that should be in the PSA then.
That's totally the one that should be in the PSA, yeah.
I got banged by entire basketball team.
Oh,
drunk driving.
Oh, no,
you
know, actually, I remember.
That would be the PSA.
What I used to do with her, like, she'd be at the bar and like guys would buy her drinks.
Okay.
And I'd be like, run wild. Cause it's,
it's not, I know this girl.
Yeah, it's not money out of my pocket.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But that, you know what? That leads to,
she would run around and shake her ass and show her cleavage off.
Yeah.
To every
we'd go
guy
run around and like guys would buy her drinks and I'd be like, hey, you're saving me money, pal.
Okay.
And then that blows up in your face eventually though.
And then you would take her home until the night that she goes, I want to go home with the guy with the big bankroll.
That was not a swell.
And the pound of cocaine out in his Corvette.
Exactly.
And that's exactly where she went, and that was it for you.
You think it's a good move at first. You're like, hey, I'm saving 40 bucks a night here on this.
Yeah.
Look at all this money in drinks that I'm not spending. Guys, stop buying drinks.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop it.
Stop buying drinks all the time.
For chicks?
Don't be such an asshole. You're just throwing money away.
A public service announcement from the state of Michigan.
Okay, if you really crunch the numbers on this,
okay,
even if you're like a successful guy with broads, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have to be about 3-to-1 drink ratio. You're going to have to buy about 3 drinks for chicks you're not going to bang to the one you're going to nail.
Well, Newberg said that was his theory, though. It was like something about like Andre Agassi theory about...
Just throw it against the wall.
Give 100 kids a tennis racket and
one of them... He mentioned Andre Agassi's
It was some bizarre...
Coach, which is a very obscure...
It was sort of obscure, but...
Yeah.
Funny if you got it.
Oh.
But this ain't Dennis Miller calling the Monday Night Football. So anyway, go ahead.
But I'm saying it's probably about a 3-to-1 ratio. You're going to have to put out drinks, and then you're going to have to buy one for her fat friend. And then you're going to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you start, don't buy for 2 girls. That's, then you're really in up Schitt's Creek, which I did recently, and that's not a good move. But
Stop buying drinks.
Stop buying drinks. That's what I recommend.
A public service announcement from the Corey and Joel radio show.
If it's one girl and it's just, and you buy a couple rounds, fine. But don't be like just randomly, don't use the buying drinks. That's, you know why? Because they use the same thing at a strip club.
Oh, right? Yeah. The stripper sits down with
you. The stripper goes,
you
got to
buy,
me, buy a
me a
drink.
You want to buy me a drink?
Exactly.
No.
Yeah. Like, bitch, you can drink all you want for free.
Yeah.
What do I got to buy you for?
Isn't the dance, so let me see. If I buy you a drink and then I want you to dance for me, I buy you a drink. So I can give you $20 a song if you can dance for me?
So
is
I
that
just
the way
bought
that
a $25 drink.
Exactly.
Because, I bought a $25 dance.
And that's insulting. Like, hey, I'll dance for you, fat guy, but I need to get liquored up first.
Right.
That's sort of what she's saying when she asked for the drink.
Kind of like when we went to the bachelor party, if you go way back in time. And the one girl was like, it's my first night. And then about a half hour later, her top was off. And like guys were...
It's my first night.
Yeah, guys were squeezing it like it was like the Charmin. Yeah. You know?
It was fresh produce, yeah. Too. You know, it was like...
Honk, honk, honk.
Was that the girl with the stretch marks, too? It was
oh,
like,
yeah.
I've never done this before. No. Meanwhile, you know, she's plopped out two kids. She's 21 or whatever. Unbelievable.
Oy.
Girls are such manipulating horrors, aren't they,
it's
sometimes?
So terrible.
Except for my girlfriend.
Your
she's
girlfriend's
wonderful.
Lovely.
She's a great girl. She listens
I
to...
I do. I like
She
Kim.
Listens to every show.
I know.
All right. Well, let's take a minute. Let's take a minute to do a little bit of business before, because off we've, you know...
Yeah.
What can we tell
people?
Well,
look, you just send those cast text messages over to me.
You want me to forward the text messages to you?
Yeah, I'll take those off.
You're going to take the I'm drunk at 3 a.m.?
No,
I never do anything. I have
all,
a girlfriend.
You're sleeping. So, I mean...
It's happened that I'm sleeping. It's happened that I've been with my girlfriend in a...
Oh, that's not good.
That's
a bad scene.
And she's like, who's text messaging you? I'm like, it's...
You know what? Just turn your phone off.
You know, I should, but you never know when you're going to get, like, you know, the emergency phone call or something.
Yeah, well, how many emergency phone calls are you going to get?
I don't know. None.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, let's do a little show business. Hate of the Union contest. You hate your state. You want to win some prizes.
I'm starting to hate this contest.
Yeah, well,
no one
let's
cares.
Give it a final. What day is it today? It's the 19th.
You want to give it
All right,
a demo?
September 1. Get your entries in by September 1st.
Does that give you
for the
two,
hate
two
of the,
weeks?
It gives you two weeks from like today, September the 1st. Get your Hate of the Union. If you hate your state, tell us why you hate your state, the funniest entry. We have a couple, but not a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hate your state, enter the Hate of the Union contest.
And the mailing list.
Yeah, but email the Hate of the Union entries to email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Let us know why you hate where you live.
We've gotten a couple good entries, but we need more.
We need more to make it like something for the show, or else we're just going to send the guy crap and never talk about it again. Maybe that's what we'll do. But you're going to get the Gathering of the Juggalos DVD, the 04 Gathering of the Juggalos DVD, which is awesome. And you're going to get some Toffee Fae and autographed pictures of us.
Wow. What's not to love?
What's not to love about that? Clogging.
You got sniffles over there, too?
Yeah, I do. I have sniffles. I'm in trouble.
You got a heating pad in
I
your
got
back.
A heating pad sniffles.
You're falling apart, old
I got
man.
A big show, Laugh-A-Palooza, this Sunday, August 21st.
That clip at the top of the show was for you.
Oh, was it? Oh, the Thomas Hayden Church from Sideways, yeah. Talking about his commercial? Yeah. I'm not feeling well right now, but I'm doing the show because I love it.
All right.
And you know what else I love on the show? I love everyone, the couple dozen guys who signed up for the mailing list. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yay.
Thank you, and I hope you've enjoyed your first bonus feature, and bonus feature 2 is made it your
it's
way.
It's available for the mailing list only.
Yeah, if you're on the mailing list, you'll get. Don't worry, you're going to get the first bonus feature, which is the link to all the Gathering of the Juggalos pictures, the lollipop girls that we talked about on show 25.
Goodness.
The girl with the world's nicest ass, all that stuff is coming your way.
I don't know if that's documented, but it's a theory.
I've put it out there. Oh, and okay. You can decide if you get on
That's
the mailing list.
That's your recommendation.
You look at the pictures of the girl with the world's nicest ass.
It's certainly a good one.
And you'll also get the second feature, which is going to be a continuing series called Your Podcast Sucks.
Yeah.
Where we pick a podcast that we think sucks, we play it for you, we tell you why it sucks, we insult the people badly, till they hide in shame and take down their website and remove their podcast forever. That's the goal.
That feature can run forever.
So you can listen to Your Podcast Sucks number one.
Yeah.
If you get the mailing list, click on that. It's about, I think we did 15 minutes on Your Podcast Sucks.
Wow.
Which I thought was long for that, but yet it was the first one and we worked it out. So you get a whole little show called Your Podcast Sucks.
Bonus features.
Bonus features.
There's going to be other cool bonus features.
There's going to be other cool bonus features coming.
Yeah.
Maybe if I meet Cass at 3 a.m., that'll be a bonus feature on
oh,
the show.
Oh, man.
I will not be meeting Cass.
No, it's just so weird because, like, you hadn't talked to her in forever. And you.
Yeah, and then she just random, and I would, like, try to call her and talk to her or try to get her back on the show.
Yeah.
And she would ignore me, and then when she's drunk at 3 a.m., I get the text message.
Or only the hardcore old-school fans remember Cass from.
But it's on the show. You go to the website, all
what?
The shows
that
are
number,
listed.
Number, like, 7 or
number
something?
Number 9 or 10.
Yeah.
A Touch of Cass. You can get that on the website. Go to the category shows. Actually, I think the white sidebar on
that
the side
might actually
of the page
be our worst
that.
Show ever. So
it's but it was very popular. If you want to hear us, but listen to show 9 when I talk about how I picked her up from the side of the road. That was funny.
That's a good one.
That was a big popular show.
That's a good one. I don't know why I'm talking.
Listen
about
to how I picked up a girl, and it's funny. It's a funny story. Anyway, so let's get back to the business at hand.
Yes,
it's Dream Cruise weekend here in the Detroit area. A lot of you probably know about that. Even if you don't live in Detroit, because it's sort of a national thing now. You want to describe the Dream Cruise for people?
God
damn, do
all right, let me describe and then all you right. rip on it. The Woodward Dream Cruise, the main sort of avenue, boulevard type thing in the Detroit area is called Woodward Avenue.
It's like Mass Avenue in Boston okay. or Euclid in Cleveland. It's like a major road.
Major road, Broadway, sure. in Broad
Damon
Street.
Damon in Chicago. It
whatever.
Just goes
Broad Street, Philadelphia.
Forever.
Yeah. And it's a long stretch of road. It runs from Detroit all the way through the suburbs. And back in the day, in the 50s, 60s, kids used to cruise Woodward. That was what you did.
Right.
So now these kids that were in the... And it was a big thing, and you would drive out your hot rod down Woodward Avenue. Now those guys that were driving their hot rods in the 50s and 60s are now in their 50s and 60s.
Right.
And they pull out their hot rods. They wipe them down with a diaper. And they invade Woodward Avenue.
Because they have diapers on hand.
Exactly.
Because they're all old farts shitting in their pants.
And they drive thousands and thousands of old vehicles down Woodward Avenue
yeah.
for an entire weekend, pretty right. much. And really ruin things, F up traffic.
It's a goddamn nightmare. Joel it's and I both live off
yeah,
Woodward.
And that's ironic, is we both live like less than a mile from Woodward. And yeah. so we both use Woodward as our main way to get from
Joel
place
lives
to place.
Even closer to Woodward than I do, but I live a couple blocks off Woodward. And yeah. so it's like, it's this major, it's an 8-lane road. It's yeah. hard to explain.
It's not, a divided boulevard yeah. avenue kind of thing.
I mean, and it's got, it runs for like 20 miles.
And there's, all people do is they sit on lawn chairs and watch these cars go by.
Yeah, it's just fat heifers sitting around.
And it's horrible.
With like pony kegs and just sitting there, woo, look at that!
And they drink beers and they look at old Mustangs and Chevelles and
it's just... It's all you NASCAR fucks out there. This
There's
is exactly your
people.
Kind of thing. It's like, I appreciate the styling on old cars.
Uh-huh.
They look great.
They look nice.
But the Dream Cruise isn't just one day. No. Here's what the number one thing
Well,
I
it's supposed
about
to be. It's officially Saturday.
Yeah.
But they're driving out there now.
No, they were driving 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like the whole summer.
Ends.
The whole summer, it starts to sort of slowly build.
Uh-huh.
And when you live in this neighborhood, it sucks. So bad.
It sucks living anywhere in the vicinity
think,
of the Woodward.
In New York,
cruise.
You think the Puerto Rican Day Parade is
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, I was in New York when I went to NYU for the Puerto Rican Day Parade, and that was frightening.
Yeah, I mean, like...
The Puerto Rican Day Parade is truly awful.
I
but
don't
this
know
is, this
if
is
you're
just...
going to get dragged in the bushes and raped by savages like you would at the Puerto
wilding.
Rican Day Parade. Yeah.
There's not going to be wilding at the
no,
Woodward
Dream
Cruise.
But you know what? When you put 2 million drunk assholes in one place, someone's going to get a bottle broken on their head. It's just, it's going to, you
it's
know,
a lot of rednecks.
It's just this.
It's, a lot.
It's just.
It sort of is.
God, it's just horrible.
It really is bad. And it's like you and I have to do the show today because we're not going to be able to see each other because we're not going to be able to take Woodward.
No.
Which is how we go from your house to the studio or, you know. Whatever.
Effectively, the whole east side of the city is cut off.
It's cut off from the west side of the city.
Yeah.
So.
I live west of Woodward. Joel lives east of Woodward.
And we
never the twain shall meet. It's so awful.
The only way I could come see you is if I had an old car, got in the Dream Cruise, and drove 15 miles an hour up to 13
right.
in
and,
Woodward.
And then, like, 3 hours later, you get the 5 miles
I
up
would
to my
get
house.
To your house.
Yeah.
So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you live in the more annoying part of the Dream Cruise because you have
oh, right.
all the big restaurants and
I'm,
stuff.
I'm right at,
and the big park parties
right
that are up there.
I'm right at 13 in Woodward, which is the yeah. epicenter of the whole mess.
Although, I think the radio stations broadcast from right outside my house, sort of.
Well, you're
at 9 in
yeah,
Woodward.
Yeah, there's Joel lives in Ferndale, which has a downtown, which yeah. is busy. And right where I'm at is, like, the retarded area.
Yeah, you live in yeah the you sort of live in the middle of it. I live at sort
you know
of the
why
because
in for, it's for one goddamn reason. There's this restaurant called Dugan's.
Yeah,
in the old days they used to have the Big Chief. There was like the Totem Pole Burger.
There, yeah,
there
were
Chief.
Old drive-in restaurants where you could order a burger.
And Dugan's bought the recipes yeah. from that old, which
so that became sort of the conglomeration of
a,
all the old
it's
restaurants.
A crappy hamburger, for God's
and you
sake.
Can go in there, and I've had the Dugan's hamburger; it's quite good.
Yeah,
as a fat man, I've actually.
I think you and I ate at Dugan's once.
We ate at Dugan's, but you know what? I eat at their satellite restaurant.
Oh,
what's it called in downtown Royal Oak? The Woody's.
Oh, Woody's.
Woody's is the same owners, and they have the same menu. Oh, and it's good food.
It's all just horrible.
Anyway. The it's Woodward Dream Cruise weekends. There are a lot
it's,
of dickheads
it's like,
in
it's like a, you know, American, the...
American Graffiti?
Yeah. It's like American Graffiti.
Yeah.
Part
reborn. 72.
Yeah. Except, or, here's something I want to point out to you people that are in the Dream Cruise. And I know if you're not in Detroit, you're not going to get the impact of how huge this thing is and what a waste of my life it is. Gas is $2.69
yeah,
a gallon, you dumb shits. You're
gas,
and
yeah.
you're driving like a 71. You know, it's this, yeah. there's like a Hemi in this Dodge. You know,
or they got to put lead substitute in the gas tank.
Right,
or anything.
Right.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah. And that's going to be horrible.
You know what? A Ford Galaxy gets real good gas mileage.
Yeah, the gas is so expensive. And I was watching on the news where like there were four guys coming in from Chicago.
Yeah.
And they usually drive their old cars here. And then, like, they just decided not to bring the old cars because right. it was going to be too expensive to drive them from Chicago. So they all piled into one of the guys' minivans, and they brought their lawn chairs, and they're going to watch.
Wow.
And that's how bad it got for these guys.
Yeah, because it's $3 a gallon
for
gas. It's
really horrible, yeah.
And all you do is drive up and down
in a
circle.
You're essentially idling.
My dad loves the Dream Cruise, and I got into it with him.
Your dad is one of the old guys.
And my dad was like, I had a 71 Cuda. Like, that's my dad talks about his goddamn Barracuda. Like, it was that was my older brother. Like, he had to sell the Cuda when I was born, and I think he's always hated me for that. And some, you know, like,
in order to keep you in diapers and
yeah, they were like, let's
and
sell
baby the, formula,
right? And he's like,
they had
he's
to
like,
sell his classic
he's like,
car.
That would have been $400,000 by now. I'm like, Dad, you wouldn't have kept right. that car up. Your boat's right. falling apart in the right. garage,
and you're falling apart.
Yeah, everything falls, but, you know, like, my dad was like, he had a Cuda, and he loved that, and he had a 56 Chevy and stuff, yeah. and I was like, what is wrong with you retards? You yeah. old bastards, you sit there, let's listen to Chubby Checker for the 5 millionth time. Let's drive up and down. There's this asshole Dick Purton, who's the oldest 100.3, his talentless
Dick
douchebag.
Dick Purton's never done anything to you.
Dick Purton's only tortured my ears for the last 30 years of my life.
Well, he's like kind of the Cousin Brucey. He's like
he totally is. He's like,
well, Cousin Brucey is a New Yorker. He's like a Casey Kasem.
I give him credit for longevity because
he's an announcer. I mean,
like,
they do comedy bits on the Dick Purton show.
And that's why I hate him.
We know somebody that works on the Dick Purton show.
Your podcast sucks.
Dick Purton. Is that the next one?
Yeah.
Your podcast sucks.
Yeah, you
Dick
guys
Purton.
Have never heard bad radio like you've heard Purton's.
Well,
people.
They've heard pod. They've heard Air Force.
There's guys on there. It's 2005. There's guys doing Ross Perot.
There are. You know they do mean? A lot of bad impressions. Did they still do Coleman Young, the mayor from Detroit?
Coleman Young's been dead for 10 years.
And they still do him on Dick Purton.
So awful. But
yeah, there's a lot of, and it's a big thing on television. Like,
yeah.
Mary Conway will be in a poodle skirt,
right,
and running around.
They'll
like,
be like, here's a 5-episode marathon of Gidget. You know, so like, they'll pull out every 50s
it's every
50s
thing,
crap.
And it's like, you know, all the reporters, and it's like a black girl running around in a hula. And it's like, you know, you couldn't even ride on the bus back then, honey. What are you doing? You know what I mean? It's just everything looks wrong when you try to put the modern spin.
You know, you got
is
a
that
point.
Wrong?
No, you
am
know
I
what?
Getting am I getting Queens right for that or not?
You're absolutely correct by that. And it's only the only black people at this thing are the people from the news.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
You like Carmen Harlan and you know, Diana Lewis and all these, like, these are the only black people anywhere near this.
Yeah, it's the reporters, Glenda Lewis.
One. All these old cars don't have, like, nice rims on them. You know, maybe there are some black people.
But some of those, but they put hydraulics on, like, those low riders.
You'll see some low riders. If we had more Mexicans, this thing would be out of control. If they had an LA equivalent of this, it would be retarded. The pavement would actually get structural damage from all the bouncing that goes on. But in the old days, in the old cruise days, you're right. The black people wouldn't even come near Woodward.
Right.
They could. You know why? The cruising. You know why it happens where we live? Because in Detroit, the cops kicked them all out. The kids would like try and go down to Detroit, and the cops sent them up this
in
way.
In the 60s, the only thing cruising on Woodward was the tanks.
Right.
Breaking up the riots.
Oh, boy.
Which is true. No, that's true, though.
Well, in 68. Yeah.
In 68. It said the 60s. I covered my ass.
This is the early 60s. But anyway, this thing's a nightmare. My dad. And I'm talking to my dad about it. I'm like, because it was Monday afternoon. Right, and I'm coming home, and I didn't being stupid. I didn't realize it was Dream Cruise week.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Oh, it's like 2 o'clock on Monday or whatever." And I'm driving up to my house, and I was stuck in a parking jam.
Yeah,
like it was like the
bumper to bumper.
It was like the 405 in LA. Yeah. It was just like a nightmare. And I'm like, "What is wrong with you sons of bitches? You're burning gas while kids in a rock are getting their arms blown off, and you're like, we're having a good time. We're riding in a Chevelle. It's like, God damn it, stop. And I was like, Dad, what is wrong with you old bastards? Why do you like this? And he's like, well, you'll never understand it. You're kidding. And he goes, it's freedom.
Oh.
And I go, freedom to sit in a goddamn parking jam for like an hour and a half?
Really? And I thought we were going to be the official Dream Cruise podcast.
Oh,
is that not going to happen now after we've done this? Is that not?
You know what?
Happen?
Honestly, Dad, at your age, freedom is a solid bowel movement.
You want to get our eye rivers and go interview dickheads over at the thing?
We could.
Actually, you know, Saturday I was supposed to go to Milwaukee to do comedy this weekend.
That's a good idea.
And then that fell apart, so now I got to stay in town. But I'm actually going to take my girlfriend. This is great because I go, well, we can't hang out here because literally there's going to be so many dickheads on my street because of this thing. That I was like, well, let's go somewhere. Where do you want to go? It's her birthday Sunday, the Laugh-a-Palooza day. So it's like, we got to go somewhere. So I was like, oh, why don't we go to the Henry Ford? Because now I'm doing comedy in Dearborn Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
So we're just going to go to the Henry Ford, which is going to be a lot of looking at old cars in a museum. In the Henry Ford Museum. But
yeah.
So anyway, that's what we're going to do to get away from. We're going to spend the whole day out there and then go do comedy in Dearborn
Saturday
night. Now
if you live in Detroit, your plan is to like... vacation around the Dream Cruise.
Yeah, people from Detroit leave and other, you know, schnooks come in.
I think
other
just
places.
As many people hate it as people like it.
I think so, almost. But it's sort of a big thing for business, or so they say.
No, it's not. I used to work at a Borders on Woodward.
Yeah.
And one of the early years of the Dream Cruise. And, like, they were all fired up for it and excited. And they're like, we're going to put cars in our parking lot. It's going to be awesome. We're going to put blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I was like, just send us home. I told the, like, head manager, I'm like,
no one's going
to
be in there.
And I had to work it because I was like a manager and like we're standing there. And yeah, we did like about 2% of the business
really?
We would normally do on a
Saturday. I think so because I think people just stand by the side of the road.
They're not coming in to buy Joan Didion. You know what I mean?
But
they're
maybe
not,
they eat. Maybe they go to restaurants. I mean, that
right.
might be
no
that
one,
might
but
be
no one was
booming.
Coming to buy a Harry Potter book that
okay,
day.
Okay, that's fine.
You know?
It's the one day that didn't happen.
Right.
With the goddamn Harry Potter.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Dream Cruise is annoying, man. If you live in Detroit, you know how annoying it is. If you don't, be thankful you're not, but you're going to see news reports. You can go on the wires, even if you live in Australia, like Franz or whatever.
Yeah.
Go look up the Woodward Dream Cruise.
If you're into classic
stories
car,
this past weekend, August 20th is the official day.
And if it was even one day, it would be all right.
But guys do the official days.
Right.
But, you know, the cops will break that up, they say, at night.
Well,
guys,
not effectively enough.
Yeah, I know. It's
was
not enough.
At
not
Monday
enough.
Afternoon, it was a nightmare.
Ugh.
All right, enough about that crap.
It's horrible. The Woodward Dream Cruise is an awful pariah. But that's what we have here in Michigan. That's what we're known for. Cars.
Yeah.
Dream Cruises.
Right.
It's bullshit.
Ironically enough, we have cars and Arabs in Detroit. It's a weird... and $3 gas. I don't know. Maybe Skepticality needs to do an episode on this.
I don't know. Oh. Probably not.
No.
Skeptic. That was who we destroyed.
That's
in
our bonus
your
feature.
Podcast sucks. But anyway. Yeah, get that. Go on the mailing list. Go on there. Go to the. We revamped the website a little bit. I revamped the website a little bit. If you want to get on the mailing list, that's on the right side of the page. Just put your email address in here. Hit join the list, and then you'll have to confirm your email to join the list. But don't forget, you'll get all the fun stuff for the email list. You'll get the votes, the link to vote for us on Podcast Alley. Please do that. Support the show by voting on Podcast Alley.
I have a special announcement, too.
What's that?
By the way.
Yeah.
This is breaking
okay,
news.
No. I'm like,
in
you
honor,
have a drum roll? Do you
in
have a drum
honor
roll?
Of, I wish I had a drum roll.
You do have drum rolls. I've given you drum rolls.
I know.
Okay.
Somewhere.
Go ahead, then.
In honor of Sean Combs' new name.
Oh, change, okay. Yeah.
I am changing my name to Kobo.
Kobo?
I will now be Kobo, as in Kobo well, Hall. No, that,
oh,
that,
you're,
yeah.
you're Kobo Hall.
I don't know, because he's now Diddy.
Well, he was Puff Daddy, then that became P. Diddy, now he's just Diddy.
Right.
What is Diddy? Like, how do
I
you...
I don't know.
I don't know how you change
Joel,
your name.
Joel, we need to give you a name.
J...
Dago.
Fraggy.
How about...
Well, I have nicknames. Fraggy.
Guinea. Oh.
Yeah, why are they all racially insensitive
I'm just
remarks
kidding.
About
I
Italians?
I don't know. Okay. Chubby. Okay.
Now it's about my way. Genius. Call me Genius.
Oh, okay.
It's short for genius.
So, folks, it's now the Kobo and Frag show. Because we thugging it.
We diddy. These are our hip-hop names.
I done told you niggas 9, 10 times. Stop fucking with me.
Well, you could be Koha. Corey Hall. That'd be like J-Lo.
There you go. Koha and Frags.
And I'm Jofra.
Koha
and Jofra.
What the hell is that?
Joel Fragmenti.
That sounds like
Koha and
that sounds like a Indonesian stick puppet show.
Koha and Koha. This is Jofra, and this is my partner Koha.
I think those are Pakistani gods or something. Those are like, you know.
They run that T-shirt shop next to Letterman,
right?
Don't they?
Yeah. Oh yeah, Koha and Jofra.
So
welcome to the Koha and Jofra show. We are welcome to be welcoming you.
Black people are crazy, aren't they? Aren't they just nutty?
Oh, kooky, aren't nutty black folk.
They just change their names.
Oh,
they just do whatever they want.
They show up 20 minutes into the movie and talk, whatever y'all do. Well, you know, there's one last note on this Dream Cruise. Speaking of black people and tires.
Put this baby to bed,
The news van had spinners on it.
No.
Yes, I saw the news van.
The news van for the Dream Cruise?
The Channel 7 news van was all pimped out for the Dream
Cruise.
They
pimped their ride for Channel 7?
Yeah, they pimped their ride with spinners.
Oy vey.
And I'm like, you're kidding me.
Aye, aye, oy, oy, oy. Will it never end? Somebody stop the madness.
I think they should leave the spinners on the news van all year round. That'd be funny.
God, I hate the Dream Cruise. We're laughing now, but there's nothing funny about it.
There's nothing comedy.
Nothing but misery.
Folks, I already told a friend of mine, get some bail money, because eventually I'm going to snap.
You're going to go nuts.
It's only Thursday. The thing's not over till like Monday.
Yeah, well, it's Thursday we're recording.
The cops will officially break it down on like Sunday. They'll start shaking people.
Oh, you know what else is funny? Like the waitresses at Club Bart were like, can we park in your driveway?
Right.
Because they're not going to be able to, like, park at the job.
And you're a couple blocks away from them.
And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I might leave. I don't know. You know, I got a roommate. I don't know what's going on. So
I could see why they'd want to do that.
I could see why they'd want to do it, too. And I can see why I don't want to let them, because they'll be parking in my driveway. Mm-hmm. Then I'll get back from my comedy gig Saturday night. I have nowhere to park.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know what's going on. But that's how crazy it is. People can't even park at their jobs.
No, where the hell are you going to park?
It's insanity, folks.
Oi.
It's crazy. We don't like it one bit. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's take a break.
Yes, sir.
We'll play more Libertines.
Okay.
And we'll come back because we're going to talk about your birthday. I have your birthday gift.
Oh, isn't that
your birthday treat.
Thank you.
So we'll get ready for that.
All right.
And
that sounds like
And what else do we have? You got some other stuff for people? Do you have anything else prepared for the second half of the show?
Well, something will come up. Something will come to mind.
We've got 3 minutes to figure it out. So enjoy more of the Libertines. This is Death on the Stairs. And we'll be back with you after the break for Corey and Joel Show 28. Is this 28?
28. Big one.
From way far across the sea, came an Arabic train maiden. She had one track mind and eyes for me, all blinded in a war. The pale young Anglican who said he'd help her all he can. Showed her Jesus and his little unholy prayer. She had no notion to please him, just say to her and leave him behind. A little boy in a stairwell who says, I hate people like you. I got matchsticks and cable TV. Half of less than 50 feet, we all clambered over the balcony, banging on the window, waking Steve, bringing with a true love his unholy prayer. Sing it if you really need it, you just won't leave it behind. So baby, please kill me. Oh baby, don't kill me. But don't bring that ghost down to my door. I don't wanna see them anymore. Please kill me. Oh baby, don't kill me. Just don't bang on about yesterday. You know I wouldn't know about that anyway. I'll go.
He said to the mouse before, if she loved anybody more than me, turns you into stone. No, I'm reversing down a lonely street. Cheap hotel where I can meet the past and pay it off and keep it sweet. It's just sweet like nothing, no. It's just like nothing at all. And I've seen you there. How could I help but stare? It rips the heart out of your baby. Taken far too much to see or think or touch what's real. Stranded on this street that paved my only way home. If you really need it all, you just won't leave it behind.
Oh, please don't. Oh, no, don't kill me. Bring that ghost down to my door. I don't want to see him anymore. Please kill me. Oh, no, don't kill me. Don't go on about yesterday. You know we'll know about that anyway. Oh no.
Libertines back with you after the Libertines breaky pie on show 28. Is it show 28 or 29?
Yes, it is.
We did 27 with Newber.
Yeah.
Okay, I get confused. We're losing track now. But welcome back into the show, Corey and Joel. Radio.
You know, remember we were so going to do like 3 a week,
and we so it. But now, by the time we do it and post it, and then we post process it, then we you know, do the mailing list, update the website. It's a long process.
I got a lot of time. Look, I got other things to do.
Do you? Like what?
I got fantasy football.
Okay.
I got World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah, you're busy.
I got to level up on World of Warcraft.
Oh, sure.
I got box sets of DVDs to get through. I got a lot of stuff to do. I'm a busy man.
I'm working my way through Grand Theft Auto San Andreas and Halo 2 at the moment.
Real close with San Andreas.
Real close to being San Andreas. This is important stuff. And I got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I got a comedy career.
Yeah.
And
things have been picking up for me on that front, too. So, I mean, you got to juggle stuff. You got to juggle a lot of stuff.
And I'm watching Big Brother 3 times a week, which I know you're not, but we watched one and we loved it, right? You have to admit.
Yeah. I don't have enough time for TV anymore.
Yeah. But Big Brother's great. And in fact, remember we were watching it and I know we did a kind of a show about it, but we were watching it and I was like, "Hey Corey, guess which guy's the gay guy?"
Oh yeah, right.
And they got
It was really hard too. I really struggled. I went, could it be the guy in the puka shell necklace? And the lime green Izod shirt?
With the collar up? No. Yeah, but they have maybe the gayest guy in the history of it's a guy named Bo.
Yeah.
And he's super gay. And then, so I guess it was a big argument. Let me give a little bit of background to this. Apparently, like, there's kind of two teams in the show. Everyone has a partner, and it was supposed to be secret, but no one could really keep the secret, so now everybody knows who everybody's partner is. But anyway, it came down to where there was, like, 5 against 6. Then they sent one guy home, this guy from Iraq named Kaser.
Yeah.
It's an Iraqi guy who everyone, I think, is in love with.
What a loss.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, they sent him home. Then they did this America's Choice. You can bring someone back. And they brought back the Iraqi guy. So then the tables.
What?
Yeah, you have to watch the show.
You know, sometimes I misjudge this country.
My girlfriend finds him tall, dark, and handsome. Kaser,
really? She's into him?
Yeah, and I'm like, honey.
Are we starting to get sympathy for the enemy?
I'm like, honey, the guy eats meat on a stick. We can't go for this guy. I don't know
what's wrong with meat on a stick.
It's the food of the enemy. That's why you don't eat it. All right, so listen. Trust me on this.
I still swear to God, it's still very hard to bring Chinese food around my dad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he's like, that's Charlie Chow, man. Yeah. That VC, I smell that shit.
Anyway, so this guy, Kaser, so they bring him back. And they do this competition where they're all in this hot box. They're in a box for like 12 hours. And they have to hold on to a button. It's like it's endurance thing.
I'd like to be in a hot box.
So then this guy goes, this Kaser guy goes, well, I'll cut a deal with this girl, Jennifer, the Arena Football League dancer. That I know this sounds all made up. How bad do you have to be
to hit the Arena League in football dancing?
Yeah, it's really high up on the entertainment scale.
Like XFL would have been a good gig.
It's like
for her.
Arena Football League dancer, and then right above that is podcaster. That's the show business.
Wow.
Level. Anyway, so she's so he cuts a deal with her where he'll let her be the head of household and decide who to vote out if he puts up who she wants him to put up. Turns out they didn't put up the guy they wanted her to because they were going to like veto the nomination and then vote the guy. It gets very complicated. It turns out she ended up putting the Iraqi guy up.
Okay.
And now they're going to vote out the Iraqi guy. So this girl, Janelle, who's this bleach blonde bimbo, who's like a cocktail waitress, is mad at the gay guy.
I'm shocked to find that someone on Big Brother would be a bleach blonde bimbo.
A bleach blonde bimbo cocktail waitress, Janelle. So she's really mad at this guy, Bo. They had a big fight, which I don't have the fight on tape, but I have her comments where she goes, she retreats to the bedroom, and she starts yelling at the guy. She's talking to Kaser, the Iraqi guy. So go ahead and play that for everybody. Yeah. It's real funny. And you'll never hear this on the show. It's so scandalous. Trust me, these comments will not be heard on the show.
Well, hold fam for a second.
Okay, because you don't have it. I just set it up, so goddamn.
I know you did, and here it is.
Yeah, so listen here.
All right, here it comes. Yeah, so Big Brother.
Big Brother, you don't have it.
I have it. Okay.
Bo's the fucking cokehead. He fucks rich old men, gets fucked in the ass. They fucking do blow off his fucking asshole.
He was fucking pissed.
Okay, sir. Why does Bo fuck rich old men for money and coke?
No, so
that son of a bitch.
He was so...
How great was that?
Wow.
Yeah, so she's all mad at him. That's so great.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now, that's from the live feeds that you can subscribe to. That's not actually
That's another FCC buster, that one.
Yeah, that one's not going to be played on regular radio, folks. Only here on the Corey and Joel radio show.
You couldn't even bleep that out to play it on regular radio. No way.
It was so good. Let's play it again.
That is every word in it.
Because I queued it up.
He's a fucking cokehead. He fucks rich old men, gets fucked in the ass. They fucking do blow off his fucking asshole.
He was fucking pissed.
Okay, sir. What is bofuck rich old men for money and coke?
Yes.
That son of a bitch.
Oh. I just want to stay on record. His mom is not a bitch.
Oh, okay.
I just want to clarify that so we don't get sued.
Yeah.
But they had a heated argument, and that's what it came down to. It always goes back to the gay. You know, if you're gay, and she didn't call him he's black. She didn't use the N-word or anything.
Okay.
At least.
Oh,
at least
then she's fine then. Oh, good.
Because she should have said that goddamn, you know.
Yeah,
and
she didn't drop any, you know.
Yeah.
He could have been a pillow-biting coon. But instead, he was just a pillow-biter.
Old men do cocaine off his asshole? Well,
you know what?
She said?
But seriously, though, we've all been young. We've experimented. Who hasn't, you know? Who hasn't let a guy in his 50s with a walrus mustache sniff coke off their bung? I mean,
he fucks rich old men for money and coke.
Well, that's...
That's faggot stuff. You want to call it by its name, that's strictly for fags.
Yeah, so that's Big Brother. And it's pretty funny. I think it's worth watching. I mean, I know, again...
Is Howie still on that show?
Howie's
my
still
favorite.
On the show. Yeah, he's the wannabe weatherman.
Really?
Who's all buff.
You what Grammy Hall would call a real Jew.
Is Howie? I don't think Howie's a Jew.
How many guys who aren't Jews have the name Howard?
That's true. That's true. I don't know. He doesn't look like a Jew. He's buff and he's, you know...
Well, that, you know, you ever see the Israeli army? Those guys are big.
I saw it today. They're throwing everyone out of the Gaza Strip.
Why would you want
in shipping containers? It's unbelievable.
If there are any Israeli podcast listeners.
Yeah, if you're listening to us in the Gaza Strip.
If you can hear us over the shelling, why would you possibly want to live in Gaza if you're a Jew?
Yeah, you don't live in Gaza. Trust me.
And you know what? Honestly, though, I do have one thing. When did you have to give up everything you win in a war?
I don't know.
Israel continually kicks the crap out of everybody around them. They won the Sinai Peninsula.
Yeah.
They got to give shit back.
And they gave it back.
The Arabs complain, and they got to give stuff back.
Just take it. Because it's like, hey, we can take it whenever we want. So F you, and we're going to take our people out, and you guys move in.
Yeah, you can argue all day long about the legitimacy of this and that.
Right.
The North won the war, and that's why we have the damn South. You know what I mean? It's like, you win a war, you get
to
keep that territory.
We didn't have to throw anyone out. We didn't have to go to Alabama and clear it out of rednecks.
We should have.
Wouldn't be a bad idea if we did that. But,
really should have.
Yeah, so they're clearing them out of Gaza, and they're fighting.
And the Jews are like, no, do not take my home. And I'm like... What, you're surrounded by guys that hate you.
Have these people never heard of Brooklyn?
Exactly.
Because it's a good...
you know what? I blame Truman.
Truman?
In 48, he could have just given them New Jersey, and this would have been fine. It's already had to... Hell, it's half of New Jersey's Jews anyway. Why not just give them the ancestral homeland?
Like that Robin Williams joke from... The Aristocrats, that's real funny. Remember that joke?
There was?
Yeah, Robin Williams.
Robin Williams joke?
They were just talking about how other funny stock jokes, and Robin Williams goes, a Jew walks into a bar with a frog on his shoulder, and the bartender goes, hey, buddy, where'd you get that?
Yeah.
And the frog says, in Brooklyn, there's thousands of them.
Hey-ho.
Go see The Aristocrats. We're still plugging that.
Even though
Penn Jillette was going to call in and never did.
Yeah, I'm having...
We'll still plug that because we like it.
I'm having a little bit of feud with her, too.
Oh!
There was a big blow up the other day.
Anything from what we did?
No.
No, what we did was cool. She liked what we did at the movie. No.
Okay. I just got a little tired of her act.
Okay.
But we'll talk about that afterwards. That's
We can. Do you
We've never discussed Shane on the show, so there's.
Well, you did. You hauled antiques for her.
Oh, that's true.
About.
That's true.
But Shane was sort of a girl. What do you want to? I mean, do you want?
Nah, there's not. You know what?
Do you not?
It's really nothing.
You don't want to go
nothing
there.
That exciting.
Okay, but you had. It was a friend. She's a friend of yours.
Yeah, she's like a good friend, and she.
And
basically,
she runs this movie theater.
She basically told me I was a hacky writer the other day, and I was. Just I was just like, you know what? Go shove it up your ass.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I get enough grief. I get enough grief in my comedy career and my writing career from other people. I don't want my friends. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need my friends giving me that bullshit. So yeah, we had a little blow.
Yeah, heck, you're right. It's funny. I mean, I don't know where that comes from.
No,
I don't know
I said I was annoyed that they changed a line in one of my pieces in the paper, and I was like, well, why did they took out? Like, I said something about you know, a pyramid and shifting sands of the cultural scene in Detroit. And she was like, and I'm like, well, they took that out and changed it. And you know, it's like, took the flavor out of the sentence.
Yeah.
She's like, well, you know, if you'd, you know,
was she complaining that was an overused metaphor?
It was like, somebody needed to circle that and tell you were hacky. And I was like, you know what?
Okay.
Just go shove it.
go thread up the projector.
It wasn't like the best thing I ever wrote, but it was just
you know, stuff happens. You know, you're right. You know, it's one of those things. You do. Yeah, people sometimes go, you know, oh, I love your show. I listen to every one. oh, but 19 was awful. And yeah. we're like, yeah, but we're on 27. You know, it's like you can't. Not everything can be a gem. You can't hold, you know, you can't, you know.
I know, and sometimes people when
you,
just...
You know, it's one of those things. Like, you know, Stanley Kubrick only made good movies. You know why? Because he made one every 23 years. And when you do, when you're doing that...
It wasn't that long, but yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if you only wrote when right. you were inspired to write, it might be wonderful.
Yeah.
But when you write because there's a deadline or you do a, yeah. like a podcast... Like
and that's what
do,
I do. I
Because
I,
we want to get one out every week. They're not right. always going to be fantastic.
Like, I crank out stuff to just make deadlines.
Yeah, and you do it, and when
I,
you do...
I work at a weekly paper.
Right, and then like, when you do comedy and you got to fill 30 minutes, and they're like, well, we heard those jokes before. And you're like, well, yeah, because I have to fill 30 minutes. You know what I mean? And I people know. Don't understand that the creative process often runs into
That's
details.
Why we do this show, because it's genius every time out. I just hit the mic.
And you just
but, you know...
Because there's nothing technically wrong
no.
with this show.
yeah. Nothing. Hey, yeah, you'll what?
Never, you'll never hear anything... You'll never hear Corey not.
No, it's never problems.
You'll
with
never
the show.
Hear problems. If the technical
I told you Nick's not.
I just show.
What? No.
It's not like we're gonna be off mic or anything. Or you're gonna hear a fan running in
no,
the background.
No, not at all. This show is great. All
right.
Oh, we just fell off the whole horse.
But yeah, oh. you guys, you know, you do the show and you do it and you make the best of it.
I hate to turn this fan
and
off because
it's
yeah,
getting
warm it's getting in
warm
here.
In here. But who gives a shit? I have a heating pad on my back. How hot am I right now?
You are so sexy.
I'm smoking hot.
Oh yeah. I feel like Bo from Big Brother. I just
oh,
wanna,
Corey.
I want to make my ass a little frosted Cheerio for you with Coke. Smear that around my
You want your birthday present?
My ring of fire.
Remember I told you had a special discourse? When was your actual birthday?
My birthday was Sunday.
So it was the 14th of August. Mm-hmm. Your birthday. Okay. Well, I missed it, I guess.
Yeah, it's okay. I didn't.
But what did you want me to do? Call you up and go,
no.
hey, let's go to Howard Johnson's.
No,
I wasn't going to do that. So
I spent the day with some close friends, and that was
I don't
it.
Even know what I did Sunday. Who gives a crap?
Yeah.
But anyway.
I went to the movies on my birthday, which is ridiculous.
What'd you see?
Broken Flowers.
Well, how was that?
All I ever do is watch movies. Uh-huh. And I was like, on my birthday, I was like, hey, let's go to a movie.
Yeah.
Broken Flowers was, if they'd cut about 15 minutes out
That's,
of it, it would have been
that
okay.
Is it Jim Jarmusch?
Yeah.
And with Bill Murray?
Here's a tip for directors.
Yeah.
We don't need to see a guy driving his car. There's no time ever when that really helps.
Show him getting in, show him getting out, and that's
exactly.
That.
And Broken Flowers is about 20 minutes, 30 right. minutes too long just because of simply of scenes of Bill Murray getting out of the airport and getting in his car and driving. And you're like, it's not helping me at all.
Right.
I don't get...
Did you see the shop? Is it the shopkeeper or the shop girl? The new Steve Martin movie?
That's
there's a trailer for that?
Claire Danes.
Where he falls in love with Claire Danes and he's fighting with Jason Schwartzman. It's weird now that Bill Murray and Steve Martin are the two, like, art house actors of... You know what I mean? It's very strange to see that.
Steve Martin's always sort of done
Steve
that.
Steve Martin's
so.
Always been a little
so
high
Bill
falutin.
Murray.
But it's weird that they... You know, you watch old SNLs and you're like...
Right.
If you would have told me then that those guys would be doing what they're doing now, you would have said, hey.
Yeah, but...
I don't think so.
Right after The Jerk, Steve Martin did Pennies from Heaven, which
right,
was real
which
arty.
Was overly serious. But I think I'm tiring of Bill Murray, sort of, in serious
I got
mode.
Real
Are
tired
gonna...
of him. I got tired of him in this.
Okay.
Like, it worked great in Lost in Translation.
Right.
And then he did Life Aquatic, which isn't really serious, but he did the same stone face kind of character.
Okay.
And that kind of wasn't as good for me.
Yeah.
Then this one is just like...
Yeah, I'm sort of getting sick of him.
Here's the premise. It's a good premise. He's this guy who made money in computers and some unspecified hardware.
Okay.
And he's an aging playboy.
Yeah.
And like in the beginning...
He plays a lot of aging.
Right, well, because he's
old. Okay, go ahead.
But you know what I'm saying? He's a formerly, you know, big Lothario.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the opening is Julie Delpy leaves him because she doesn't know, he won't commit to her or whatever.
We know why Julie Delpy left him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and look at Julie Delpy.
Yeah, exactly. Although she's starting to look a
little... She's a little,
getting close to the edge, but...
Where's our car crash sound?
Yeah,
I
know.
You don't have the sound of Julie Delpy hitting the wall? Okay.
That's a horrible scream. I don't know.
Corey, don't be hacky with this.
I have
effects.
Broken window. I know I'm hacky. Yikes!
It's the broken mirror. She looked into the mirror. And then...
Woman, I will bust.
All right.
But anyway, so and then he gets a letter in the mail, from this chick that's like, I had a kid 20 years ago after we broke up.
Oh, okay.
And I never told you about it. He might come looking for you.
Okay.
And so then his neighbor gets the idea that he should go track down these women and find out who was the mom.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of a good setup, and he goes to all these old girlfriends, and like Sharon Stone's one of them.
Okay.
Her daughter's a total whore who runs around the house naked and wants to bang him. That's a good. That's a good bit.
Who's the young daughter? Anyone?
No one, you know. But okay. Yeah, and Sharon Stone is in it.
If you can see good celebrity tale, I like to inform our listeners.
It's true.
Whenever there's a hot chick naked in a movie or something.
This chick's cute,
seen.
But you know she's nobody.
You
famous.
Don't know who she is. Okay.
And then like there's the chick, the mom from Sex and from 6 Feet Under, Frances Conroy, the old girlfriends, and Jessica Lange.
Huh.
And so it's a good premise, but it's just like Bill Murray just kind of stone faces it the whole way. He's just really quiet and like doesn't talk much. And
yeah.
And you're like, Bill Murray, God bless him, is not the handsomest guy who ever
No, was. He's not. You don't want to see
and
him.
And even 20 years ago, he wasn't that good
looking. Longing close-ups on his mug.
So how did he get all these bras
to begin with,
right? A guy like Bill Murray.
You don't think Jessica Lange saw him in Stripes?
Right.
Well, see, that doesn't
count.
But
see, you would believe. I wish we had some Stripes clips. You would believe a guy could nail chicks if he was funny.
Yeah.
Like Bill Murray.
But he doesn't even play a funny guy.
No. Yeah. And you're like, he's just boring.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just, you know, just.
God, Bill Murray's great.
What can I talk about? I have nothing to talk about.
He's boring.
I'm boring.
Yeah.
I know. I've been told before.
Bill
so
Murray.
Don't tell me
it's so awesome in Stripes. I watched that the other day.
I know. Isn't it great?
And it's just so great to see him just being funny and...
Yeah.
Just like the funniest guy. I mean, he's like the... he was a modern day...
How many lines from Ghostbusters do you know?
He was a modern day Groucho in a sense, you know, in those movies.
No, even in like Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
He was like... He always is a little depressed in his character.
Right.
But like it was alive and just this one is just like...
Yeah. Well, that sucks. All right. Well, here's a good birthday present because you got.
Goody! I get a birthday present.
Okay, are you ready for this? Are you ready? It's okay. I brought.
No Jello shots for my birthday.
It's
okay. Work for yours.
It's all right. It's. I was gonna something and it'll be good on the radio. So
okay.
Pull your pants down. I brought that warming gel.
Oh, good.
And I'm just gonna give it to you right here. Is that okay?
Cool, yeah.
Can we give it to you?
Sure.
I'll leave the mics open. People will hear some moaning and groaning. Maybe a little sliding back and forth if they're lucky. If it's getting
wow,
real hot.
This was the setup for.
And I'm gonna ream you. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's
do
it.
Here we go.
No. It's sort of like this. Well, you.
Oh, that was great. Oh, wow. Thank you.
Happy birthday!
Wow. Yay.
Actually, I'm gonna ask fuck you why I sing happy birthdays. You know, that's I'm not gonna ask you.
Wow.
You asked me about this a couple of days ago, and I didn't really spend a lot of money, but
okay.
It did require work, and I know you're thinking where's the present? And,
sure.
And here it is. Here it is. Go ahead, take these.
Oh,
here,
what did I get?
Look at these. No, look at those. Those are good.
What did I get?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, look at that.
You know, this is great. Joel burned me some porn.
Yeah.
That's really...
And look, I wrote a little birthday greeting.
It's called Happy Birthday, Here's to Many More Years of Good Wanking. Your pal Joel. That's
wonderful.
Yeah,
see?
Thank
that's
you.
Four DVDs.
That's a good present
of
for men.
Of pornography.
That's a
for
good
you.
Present
thank
for
you,
men. Thank you.
You. I feel...
That's men can share pornography.
Yeah,
with each
and
other.
In fact, I was thinking, why don't we celebrate? Because I'll tell you, the one I put the one on top for a special reason.
Sure.
Because that's real good. You want to throw that in? Should we throw that in? Give me the remote, and I'm going to throw that in because you're going to love this first girl.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm not going to ruin it because that's. I mean, you've got.
Sure.
I don't know what
this is. I got eight, nine
hours of porn.
Don't ruin it all.
So just
for
vamp
me.
For a second while I cue this up.
That's wonderful. What a special gift.
Yeah,
thank
we'll
you.
Watch a little
that
bit.
Was nice of you.
Should we plug the board right into the?
Yeah, we could do that.
Plug so people can actually hear.
Sure.
While we're doing that.
Why not? Play this one at your office, folks. That's going to be great.
Yeah, this is, yeah, turn this down.
Yeah, my board's off for a little bit, but that's fine.
Yeah, we're going to turn this off. We'll plug it back in.
All right, there you go.
Let me get this in. So,
oh, that's, listen to that.
Because you're going
to
love this. Yeah, I'm sorry about the technical things, but.
We'll get that technical stuff right someday, folks.
There's a little bit of snow on the thing. But
speaking of snow, there was some on Bo's asshole from what I hear. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, this does sound bad, doesn't it? Maybe we should get rid of the line in.
Yeah.
You want to get rid of the line in? Let's get rid of the line in. We'll just play it through the mics. Here, I'll plug this back into the computer. There we go.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Like I said, there's no...
Oh, PeterNorth.com.
Yeah, Peter North.
Oh.
I think Peter North produced this. I think he's in it. He might do one of the broads.
He makes a cameo?
I think so. Well, there's some... This is Deep Throat This number 14.
Peter North never disappoints, man.
Yeah, so we're going to watch a little because this first girl is so great.
That guy shoots pancake batter. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's volume 13 of Deep Throat This.
Well,
I apologize to confuse anyone. This is Deep Throat This number 13. Let me hit the button here. DVD play.
Now, will this play on any DVD player?
I hope so. I mean, it's a burn DVD, but it should. If you have a... Well, you'll play on your computer, too.
Sure.
If you want to.
Okay.
mucky up your keyboard. You can, but this first girl, you're gonna just love. Can I skip
this
past
this? This is wonderful,
there?
Isn't it, folks?
Isn't this great? That
it's
we're
a family in... show we do here.
Well, it's the end of the show,
yeah,
too.
It's so good my mom doesn't really listen
There's
to
There's 10
the
minutes
show.
Left of the show, so it's good if we can play
it. Good time to bat this thing out.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, they just start right off with
that starts off right with a big load.
Wow. He just glazed her like a cake. I mean, that's...
I think that... Now, was that a Peter... I didn't...
That had to be Peter North.
Yeah. For but you're going to love... Here, let me just...
Oh, goodness.
See, are you loving this already, Clark?
I don't know if they're giving it all away at the beginning, though,
yeah,
right?
You know, that's why I'm going to fast forward. I don't want you to see the...
Okay, I like her.
Well, and then that's the first girl that they...
Sure, okay.
I could have probably done a chapter skip
that's okay.
here, but...
Yeah, all right.
Let me just... Yeah, there's a lot of
that's
girls
a lot
in
of girls
too.
In this thing. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, so it's...
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that guy.
This is this, sir.
Okay.
Now, are you into that? I knew this was right up your alley. I mean, all these are good movies, but I knew that this first girl.
Okay.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's a little distracting to actually do a show when you're watching.
Yeah.
Can people hear this on the mic?
Can I'm sure they can.
Hear the moan? Okay. Here, let's listen to this, Sarah.
Hey.
Hey. What's going on?
Not much.
She looks like Cass.
A little bit.
My name is Wendy James.
Wendy James.
Yeah. That's Wendy James, Corey.
This is a very average girl, but like,
but you like it because it's not porno.
Well, I don't really like big fake boobs and
right.
like the total fake porno girls. I like the girls that look like
girls. She's got like a zit on her chin and stuff, but she's a regular girl.
It looks like she skipped a chem final to come over here for this. You know,
when
like
we were bored and needed something to do, we would go tip cows on the weekend.
Tip cows.
She didn't just say they tip cows.
Yeah, they tip cows wherever she lived in the farmland.
You know what? I've been saying it for years. Go to the country. That's where the tail is.
That's where the whores are at.
Exactly.
But this girl looks like she's like 18, 19. I mean,
I just turned 20 years old.
She just turned 20 years old. Do you want to get to
a little wrong?
Do you want to get to the glazing of the face here? Or can we let this roll for a minute?
Well, I'm going to enjoy all of it later. So
yeah, but you got to see this girl just.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, she doesn't know much.
This is riveting for us. I don't know about our listeners. But.
Watch. Just
wow.
watch.
Oh,
just
you
watch.
Went right to it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh. That's not. Oh.
It's all in her hair. Look at that.
It's like he got out a glue gun.
Wow.
Holy mackerel.
You want any more coming?
Give it to me, baby.
Oh, my God.
Look at her.
Thank you so much.
That looks like an art project you did in, like, fourth grade where you got the construction paper out and you just took Elmer's glue and drizzled it on it. You know?
Jackson Pollock special right
you
on
you ever
face.
See, like, when they get out that, like, pastry gun and they just kind of drizzle it on a cake?
So here's an Asian girl. Anyway, that's your birthday present.
Well, that's
so
a wonderful gift.
Happy
Thank
birthday.
You.
I knew you requested porno. I don't want to, you know, I normally wouldn't
talk
about that.
You got so much on your computer.
Well, you know, but actually, with these... I actually had to rip these because I don't leave it on the computer because it takes up too much space.
Sure, and you know.
So I Kim, so anyway, happy birthday.
Kim could get in there and see what's in there.
Well, whatever. They're
you never know.
So happy birthday to Corey.
Well,
enjoy those.
I'm touched by this. That's
you're going to be touched by yourself later.
Oh
I know
God.
That. So a little porn for Corey's birthday. So
that's ridiculous.
If you have any birthday wishes for Corey, send them to email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
What does Peter North eat, man?
You are all red. You're all flush.
It's like, what does he eat, though? It's like, because he...
I know what you're saying. The ejaculation is amazing.
It's not just like, not just volume.
It's trajectory.
Velocity.
Velocity.
It's velocity and volume.
It's mass plus speed equals velocity.
Right.
I don't know what the
it's not. It's not. It's not like a crossbow where it's just one big powerful shot. It's
right.
Like, it just explodes.
And there's is a length of time that it takes. There's duration to it as well.
Guy's unbelievable.
Yeah. I don't know. Something's going on
He's
there.
He's a special man.
Do you think you just don't like if you just didn't for like 3 weeks? No sex.
Yeah, but
no
he works
with
all
yourself.
The time.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
He'll,
what I don't know.
He might do 3 scenes a day with these girls.
I don't know. Do you think there's a special diet or anything?
So
what about like the size of your nuts? Does that have anything to do with
it? It just looks like he eats nothing but egg yolks or something. It's just like I don't know how he like. It's just
would that have? But would that have anything to do with it?
I don't know. It's just
because it's clearly not. It's not all. sperm. It's not like it's the
it's
fluid.
Like, it looks like pancake batter getting shot out of a super soaker. It's just unbelievable.
You ever seen the fake thing?
Yeah.
Like where they'll have like you'll just see the guy's hand and it'll be like they'll have a guy behind. I've seen those.
Really?
Those are bad, yeah. They'll have like a guy with one of those like
a device.
Yeah.
Here's what an asshole I am, folks. On my last day of high school, you know, it was the seniors were always famous for like doing pranks and whatever, and like we went to the adult bookstore and bought because I was 18 already at that point because I'm a degenerate.
Get.
Yeah, we bought or maybe I wasn't 18, I don't know, but we bought this penis shaped squirt gun.
Oh,
and I filled it with hot milk.
Oh,
and I
well,
just
look
walked
at
around
you.
Shooting girls in the face.
Look at you.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. What an asshole I was.
Wah, look at you.
Yeah. Oh, where
look
is
at that? You. Are you trying to get in Delta House with that? What
I don't
what
know,
are you
but
doing?
That was my big. I was. This is the kind of stuff we did.
It's gonna be summer school for you, Mr. Hall.
I had this really elaborate thing where I was gonna recreate the plagues of the Bible with like frogs and locusts and shit, but it never came about.
Yeah, that's good.
We did fill up garbage cans full of or garbage bags full of like pop cans and dropped them down the hall, like on the stairs.
It was like really loud.
Yeah, it was good. And then like people couldn't like walk down the stairs without tripping on Coke cans. It's funny. Anyway, yeah, I walked around with a squirt gun full of milk.
Yeah.
What is wrong with me?
You're a sick man.
I was a deviant even
You're
then.
You're an evil person.
That's why this is a quality podcast show.
That's right.
You don't get this on Skeptical.
Oh, that is such a bad. You got to. I want to give away the farm on the mailing list, though. So don't,
hey, by the way.
I don't even want to tell them what show it is until they get it.
Oh,
until
okay.
they hear it.
For our Australian fans, I just want to say that I was watching the Australian Rules highlight show because I never sleep.
Yeah, okay.
This is on, like, you know. That we got there's a Fox Soccer Channel or some crap.
Fox Sports World.
Yeah,
or
and
okay.
so they had the recap show, and I think I'm starting to favor the Sydney Swans. But if you have a team, I know the West Coast Eagles are good, but you know.
Okay, so if you're a Sydney Swan supporter, Corey.
You know, Adelaide, I think you're queers.
Can
but
you send
you
Corey
a team,
scarf or something?
Let me know.
Send it to email
I think I'm,
at Corey
I think I'm leaning towards the Swans, but make a case. The Bulldogs, I might come to your side.
Well, how far into the season is it?
It's pretty good into the season.
It's pretty good into the season, yeah, so the Swans good. Could be on their way to hoist.
They were like third or fourth.
To hoisting the Queen's Cup or whatever it is.
Whatever
you
guys
some sort
do.
Of cup.
All I know is it's guys in booty shorts running around playing Smear the Queer, and I still can't figure out the rules.
You just generated, what, 20, 30 pieces of mail?
I know, I did.
Guy's going to send us links to
Australian
Rules
Tell me your favorite teams
football.
And what the hell is going on in this
You know,
sport.
Send them to emails.
It's like they run around, they smash the living crap out of each other, and then they kick a field goal. It's like, what the hell is that? In American football, you're a queer if you got to kick a field goal.
Yeah, kicking a field goal is for pussies.
But that's all they do.
I know, but that's usually a guy from Eastern Europe or something, too, that comes out and kicks that.
And, you know, they do this weird thing where instead of passing it, they punch the ball forward. Yeah. It's just very strange. It's like a football-sized ball, and they punch it. And it's like, what? What's going on?
It's Australia, man.
Right.
It's a penal colony, baby. They do things different.
No worries, mate. No worries.
No worries,
right.
mate.
So, anyway.
Australians love us.
Yeah, going to be a big weekend, huh?
Big weekend, yeah. Don't forget about Laugh-A-Palooza with me. If you're not listening to this too late, it's August 21st at the Meadowbrook Music Festival out in Oakland County, Michigan, on the campus of Oakland University. Yeah. So come out to that. A lot of good comics. J. Chris
Someday
Neuer,
we should start our world tour and go to...
From the last show. The Corey and Joel Radio Roadshow. Yeah. Would you like to do that?
Sure.
Come to clubs all over the U.S.?
Yeah.
Australia?
Because we always are plugging shows that are like Ohio, Detroit... Places no one.
If I was playing anywhere, I'm Cleveland. Playing at Joey's in Dearborn this weekend. If
yeah.
It
oh, and on the 23rd, I'll be at Joey's in Livonia.
Oh yeah, doing your.
We're doing a special show for Make-A-Wish Foundation, which.
Did you say Star Wars?
It's theme? Called "These yeah. Are Not the Comedians You're Looking For," and it's got some Star Wars theme to it, and I don't understand it, but it'll be a good show.
Yeah, so you're doing a comedy.
PJ,
theme.
PJ, who's been on the show, will be on that.
Sure,
Mike Bobbitt, Scott Loftus.
Yeah, so Corey will be doing a Star Wars theme show
there's
for
like,
charity
with stormtroopers.
I think your comedy actually causes cancer, but yet
you're
going to be there.
Wow.
Anyway.
I do a lot of charity work for an asshole this big. I really do. I'm a giant asshole, and yet I do a lot of charity work.
Oh, we love
you. But that's going to be Joey's in Livonia on the
23rd. All right. So plug, plug, plug. Don't forget about the mailing list. You'll get Your Podcast Sucks, the new bonus feature. We put down a podcast. And don't forget about the Gathering of the Juggalos pictures. Those will be up there for you, too.
That's right.
So join the mailing list. Those of you who are already on the mailing list already got it.
Be a lot more.
But if you're not, sign up. And those are just two of the bonus features. You'll
a lot
get.
More bonus stuff for the mailing list.
A lot more stuff so coming. Sign so sign up, and we'll
and,
wish.
And for God's sakes, vote for us on podcast.
Vote now. For us on podcast daily. You'll get the link to do that real easily in the mailing list as well. So happy birthday belatedly
Thank
again
you.
To you, and
Thank
I hope you.
You
enjoy your gift.
I do
from me.
I'm and, already enjoying it. I'm already thinking about it.
And we will catch you next time. Don't forget the website is CoreyandJoelRadio.com. And thanks a lot for listening. We're going to play more Libertines.
Yeah, that's
get out
do
of
it.
Here, and we'll see you in a couple days, a couple whatever, a week, however
this
long it
concludes
takes.
Concludes the broadcast from World Control
for us to put one together. And what a show this was!
What a special!
What a
seems like we've done it forever.
Good night, everybody.
We'll clamber over the balcony, banging on the window, waking Steve. Bring